Hey, good morning. Glad you guys could join us on this Saturday, and hope that you were able to join us for a Good Friday service yesterday evening, and just a blessing that it was. And just as we look forward to Resurrection Sunday, and even though we can't physically be together, just the excitement to know that, hey, God is on his throne, and he is sovereign, and that through him we have salvation because he conquered the grave, right? And sin has no, and death has no reign over us if we're believers in Jesus Christ. So we got to celebrate that no matter what it is. So, you know, if you got a ham somewhere in the freezer or, you know, a turkey, somehow bring that out, feed your family. I don't know how that's going to work, but hopefully you're able to celebrate it with the Lord and with your family over fellowship and food and prayer. So, if you would, let's just pray, and then we're going to jump right in here. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your death on the cross and for your resurrection. Because of it, Lord, we can have life, Lord, and not just any life, but abundant life. So, Lord, we thank you for it, and just bless this time as we get into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, hey, if you have not downloaded the church app, I'm actually going to do some notes from there. And so we're going to have a little video that just kind of shows that as I'm speaking here, that you'll just go to the church app, download it. If not, the link is going to be right here in the post. You can click that, download it. Then you'll kind of scroll through there over to the more section, go down a little bit, and you'll see sermon notes. You just hit that, and you should see Hearing God. And you can follow along right with me as we discuss today about hearing God or hearing the voice of the Lord. If you are on your phone and you're trying to probably watch Facebook Live and do the app at the same time, probably won't work, so sorry about that, but feel free to grab a computer or another device. We'll post the link in there. If you have a desktop or a laptop, you can just click that link and follow along with me as well. And you can always save these notes for later and email them to yourself. It's a great option we have with the church app. So please utilize it and put your prayer requests there in the church app as well and play around with it. But enough about that. Hearing God, I was thinking about this, and you think about it being the Saturday, right? The day before Jesus' resurrection. And I don't know about you, but if you've ever been in a place where you just feel like sometimes you're just not hearing God, maybe it's not what it used to be. I can raise my hand to that. I think some of the most special times in my life were in Bible college and right there getting married in those first year or so of marriage and ministry. Were some of the sweetest times of where I heard the voice of the Lord so clear in such amazing ways that I could actually feel it, I believe, you know, physically, emotionally type thing. I never had the Lord speak to me, you know, directly or some audible voice or anything like that, but just some amazing things where now it sometimes I feel kind of dry sometimes in the sense compared to that. But I have to realize that you know, for me at least, that's not true, that the Lord is still speaking and he's moving. And I think as we mature and we grow in the Lord and we walk with him a longer time, sometimes those emotions can fade out of that. And maybe that's not your experience, and praise the Lord for that. But for me, I'm not really an emotional person. I'm a more stoic in those regards. So for me, that is the case. And so sometimes I get hit with this, you know, thought from the enemy, oh, the Lord's not speaking to you. And I have to remind myself of this. But you think about the disciples, Mary, Jesus' friends. On that Saturday in particular, Jesus has been dead now in the tomb for a little bit here, getting ready to rise the next day. Imagine just the confusion, right, of, man, I haven't heard from the Lord, physically haven't heard from Jesus. And God, where are you in the midst of this? And the grief, the anger, again, the confusion, all of those things that would come up. And sometimes we experience that, maybe not to the point that they did there after Jesus actually had died and they had physically known him. But again, just in the sense of it's not what it once was, or it hasn't spoken to me like that since then. And so I just want to go over a few things as you look at your notes there, hearing God. The first thing you'll see is it is strange to not hear the voice of God. Sometimes we think that the people that hear God are weirdos, right? Was it back in the day, was it the DC talk, they had that, what would people think if, call me a Jesus freak, right? I can't even get the lyrics right. but just the idea of like, oh, hey, those are the Jesus freaks. And, you know, we're over here and we're not like them being all emotional or crazy or whatever it'd be. They're having dreams, they're having visions. They're, you know, always talking about how God is speaking to them through the word or through these things. Guys, number one, it's strange that if we don't hear from God as a believer in Jesus Christ. Look at John chapter 10, verses 26 through 27. It says, but you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. If we are a believer, then we will hear the voice of the Lord in our lives. Well, what does that look like? Well, is that going to be audible? Is it going to be this? Well, we'll talk about that, but I just want you to let that set in your mind for a second, that we should be hearing God, and if we're not, that is strange. It's not strange when people hear God as a Christian. It's the opposite. And so if you're not hearing from the Lord, you got to start asking yourself these questions. Why am I not hearing from the Lord? Or maybe you're just confused of how do I hear from the Lord? I read the Bible and I see they had dreams and visions and the Holy Spirit and all these different things. And I'm just kind of living my life, Brandon. I go to church Sunday, Wednesday, or I watch this stuff online, and I don't know if I really hear from God. What does that mean? What does that look like? Well, number one, let's look here. Ways we hear from God. The number one there, you can fill this in if you're following along, or you can just hit the check mark so it will fill it in for you. But it's number one, the Word of God. The number one way that we hear from God is His Word, right? Jesus quoted from several, I don't remember the exact number, 20-some-odd Old Testament books, right? Calling them a lot of times Scripture. We see I put the links down there as well for Hebrews 4:12 and Matthew 4:4. But in Matthew 4:4, right, we know that we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So that was Jesus speaking. We see in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and of the spirits and so forth. And so the word of God is powerful, powerful. It's alive. It's active. There's no other words like it. It doesn't matter what words we are speaking. I know words communicate, right? And so that's very important. So we should choose our words wisely and correctly and for whatever culture and time frame and people we're trying to minister to, right? We should be very wise about those words. But we need to understand that no matter how smart, as even Brett said yesterday, right? Trying to share the gospel. It's not about us being a salesman. It's not about us trying to find all the right, perfect words. Should we be gentle and kind and studied up and be able to give a defense for why we believe what we believe? Yes, and being prepared. But the word of God is unlike anything else. It is alive. It's the power unto God and to salvation, right? It's they pierce down into our hearts. And so we need to understand that the word of God is the number one way that the Lord speaks to us. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or woman, right, may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work, right? The word of God is set apart from any other book, from any other written piece of literature. There's great Christian books out there. There's great books out there that can help us live life and draw us closer to the Lord, but nothing like the actual word of God that has been inspired by Him to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. I always say it this way, that by definition, God is infinite, right? And think about this. Out of everything that God could reveal about Himself, being infinite, that would be forever, right? He chose to give us the Word of God, the Bible right here. He chose to give this a measured piece of something that is infinite, right? And if that doesn't start like blowing your mind, it should. Like as something infinite, He gave us, this is what He chose to give us. He could have revealed anything about Himself, but this is what He chose to give us out of the infinite God that He is, all-powerful and all-knowing. And so right now, number one way we hear from God is the Word of God. Are you in the Word of God? And if you're not, then there's a good chance that you're not going to be hearing from Him. We have to be in the Word of God. And you hear that people talk about that all the time here at Horizon and believers. But it's not some cliche, it's just the truth, because this is the way that God has revealed Himself, has chosen to reveal Himself to us through the Word of God. Number two, you look at Colossians 3:15, peace, right? The peace of God that rules our heart. Verse 15 of Colossians 3 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." That another way that the Lord speaks to us is he'll give us a peace in the midst of things that are going on, right? That could be as we're praying. It could be as we're in the Word. It could be as we're in a circumstance, as we'll talk about here. But he gives us a peace. And what is this peace? Well, peace is the opposite of fear. It's the opposite of worry. It's not recklessness. It's not running around with no thought or care about your life. But there's this peace that you can't describe, that's given by the Holy Spirit, that's ruling your heart, that it's okay to go this direction, that it's okay to do this, or that you should not be doing this, right? Or whatever it be. You have this peace of saying no. You have this peace of saying yes to something, right? And the Lord will allow this peace to rule our hearts, even in the midst of something that is the opposite of what it should be, or something that we don't understand, or something that we can't grasp. So God will give us this peace. And a lot of times, that will go then back up to the Word of God. So number one, we're in the Word of God, and you'll see this kind of funnel going on here. We're in the Word of God, and so then now as I'm in the Word, and he's speaking to me through the Word, and I'm just putting his truth and bathing in it in my life, guess what will happen, right? A lot of times, he'll give this peace. I'm praying about this person that has, you know, cancer, or this thing that's going on in my life, or this job, whatever it would be. And then as we're in the Word, all of a sudden, he gives us this peace. It's okay. It's okay as I push forward this direction, or it's okay that even though this horrible thing has happened, that it's going to be all right because God is in control, right? And that's how it does. But it goes back up to the Word of God. And I know that I can have this peace. Why? Through his Word. If I don't know his Word, then I don't really maybe understand what that peace is. Number three, the Lord speaks to us through prayer. Look at James chapter 1, verse 5. And if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given unto him. And there's a lot of scriptures we could talk about through prayer, but I really like this one because he says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. The idea of me coming with a supplication and prayer before the Lord is, Lord, I'm asking you, what should or shouldn't I do? I'm asking you to do this or to not do this, Lord. I want your will be done. And he speaks through our prayer life. Because as I'm having this prayer life, what am I doing? I'm focusing on him. I'm focusing on the truth of go back up to his Word, because I know his Word and have been in his Word. And so as I'm in the Word, as I'm looking for this peace that would pass all understanding, and now I'm praying and talking with the Lord and asking him, and Lord, I don't understand, and we're just going back and forth, having this dialogue through a prayer life, he's going to speak in that way. And again, that could be through a peace, right? Or a lack of peace, even, or obviously through his Word. So through a prayer life. So are we praying? Are we talking to the Lord and asking him these things, asking him to help, asking him to give you understanding, asking him to help you be humble? Whatever it would be, the Lord desires to speak to us as we would pray and walk with him through prayer. Number four, wise counsel. Wise counsel. Proverbs 11:14. Where there is no counsel, the people fall or fail. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. I want to point out here that it says in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. It doesn't say in the multitude of counsel, there's direction. All right, your direction comes from the Lord, from him, right? Through the Word of God, right? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't look for people to lead our lives, right? You should not be following Pastor Bill or Pastor Jordan or Brandon or Wes or Phil, Tracy, Paul, whoever else it would be that you would look up to in a godly way, which is a good thing, that you look up to that and you receive from that. But you don't look to those people to direct your lives, right? You don't do that. I always use this analogy, and forgive me, it's kind of gross, but very, very imaginative, right, as far as what this would look like, right? The regurging method, right? So how does a mama bird feed the baby bird? It goes out, gets the food, right, and then comes back and does what? Yes, regurgitates it, vomits it back into the mouth of their birds, or the little birdie, right? And now they're able to have sustenance. Well, it's the same thing. Myself, Bill, others, other pastors, people, we get into the Word, we study, we pray, and then what do? We come and give it to people, right? But all you're getting is what's already regurgitated. We've already chewed around on it. We've already processed it. The Lord's speaking to us, and now we give it to you. And yeah, it will bring you some sustenance, right? But the main thing is that then you go back. You go to the source, right? You be a Berean, like an axe. You go back to the Word of God, and you're able to get in it, and the Lord will speak to you, right? So in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. These counselors aren't to direct your lives, but they're help you to what? I haven't thought about that before. I haven't taken that to the Lord before. I didn't know that scripture before. You're right. I am doing something unwise because that's not according to the Word of God, and I didn't see that before. Let me go back to the Word of God, right? So now you have these counselors who maybe are godly men and women, and maybe sometimes they even say something different. But what does it cause you to do? Oh, well, which one's more spiritual? Which one's better looking? Let's listen to that one. Which one's going to make me more money? No. What do? You compare those two counsels, and what do? You take them to the Lord. Lord, I respect both these men and these women. One saying this, one saying this. They both sound godly. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Number five, as we wrap up here in these next 5 minutes here. Number five, Acts 2:37, conviction, right? The Holy Spirit will convict us. Look at 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They were convicted. They heard the message from Peter. It said, hey, yeah, you crucified the Christ. You blew it. Repent. Oh, man, what do we do? The Holy Spirit came and brought conviction. And you see that there in John 16:8, right? That's part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And when he has come, being the Holy Spirit, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Holy Spirit will come and convict our hearts. So are we being convicted? And then these last two I'm going to do together. Number six is circumstance or experience. Circumstances or experience. And then number seven is the supernatural. And I put both of them under 16, Acts 16 verses 6 through 10, because you're going to see both. You're going to see the circumstance that Paul and his buddies are in and the experiences they're having, right? And then the Lord uses those circumstances and experiences to then speak to them in a supernatural way through a vision. Look at verse 6 of Acts chapter 16. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. So number six, we see circumstance and experience. What do you see as circumstance and experience here? They wanted to go over to Asia, right? Want to travel east a little bit, share the gospel. Hey, sharing the gospel is a good thing, like Brett talked about yesterday. Let's do it. As they're going, it says the Holy Spirit stopped them, right? And we don't know what was going on and how. We don't see the circumstance. We don't see if a sign came up. We don't see if a vision or whatever came up. But something happened, a circumstance, an experience that they had that stopped them from going in. Have you ever had that, right? Where the Holy Spirit just stopped you from doing something, that business deal, that thing, that marriage, engagement, that relationship, you know, whatever it would be, spending that money, and the Holy Spirit stopped you through some experience or circumstance that was just like, whoa, you know, the card didn't go through or the bank account was closed, and it was just some kind of thing that was that happened that stopped you from doing it. This is a circumstance or experience that the Lord will allow us to be in places in a circumstance or experience and then use that to speak to us. He'll close doors and he'll open doors, right? He'll shut them and he'll open them. And then you see the supernatural right here as well, that in the midst of this, what happened? They had a vision. They had dreams. Does the Lord still speak to us through vision and dreams? I personally believe so, that he does. But let me say this. Back it all up through all the rest. Let's look at, you know, okay, I've had this vision, I've had this dream. What are the circumstances? What are my experiences? Then I go back up to, is the Holy Spirit convicting me of anything? Is there sin in my life? Do I need to repent of anything? Now I go to wise counsel. Hey, brother, sister in Christ, I had this dream, I had this supernatural thing. Here's the circumstance I'm in. What do you think? I take that and I take that back to prayer, right? And I'm talking with the Lord and I take that and I'm like, Lord, is there a peace in my heart about this vision, about this dream, about this supernatural thing? And then what do? I go back to the Word. Lord, what does your Word say? what's going on in the Word of God, the truth of Scripture? Does it line up with that? If this vision or dream doesn't line up with God's Word, then now we have a problem. So did you see that filter process that I just went through? What Word of God, number one, right? Everything else is under it. You might want to maybe rank those differently, and that's fine, right? But all of these things, if you were just to take one of those and take them apart from the Word of God, a lot of times you get yourself into trouble. If you base everything off of circumstances or experiences that you have, then all of a sudden you start walking in your own truth. If you base everything off of supernatural and all of a sudden it's going against what God's Word says, how does that work, right? So we need to understand that we're able to have this process, that God does speak in all of these ways even today, but it all comes filtered through God's Word. And so hopefully this will just encourage you wherever you're at, just with hearing from God and just a little kind of step-by-step process of maybe how the Lord would use that in your life. This is how he's used it in my life, that it's not always just this great, huge moment of how the Lord would speak. So often it's just through the continuing of being in God's Word and knowing those precious promises. And now sometimes the emotions can get a little detached from that. But I still know it's true. I still know it's true and what is right. And this is what I need to follow. And so hopefully you enjoyed and you're able to look at this app. I mean, you're able to put your own notes in there. You can now save it or email it to yourself. But just know it's always strange if we're not hearing the voice of the Lord. So I encourage you, get in the Word, prayer, right? And hear God's Word and what he would want to speak to you, especially during this time of Easter season, right? And also during this quarantine time. So God bless you guys. I love you. I hope you guys have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow.